to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And here she is, Dr. Susie. We're a little, you know, upside down tonight.
We are. Okay. Where's my opening music? Something. Okay. Well, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we're just going to have to make the music with our voices right now. Welcome to another great episode of Radio Susie One, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation on the World Wide Web. And I am the Reverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant. And tonight, we are a little mixed up with our music because we're going to have a kind of a music show. So, of course, we're going to have a little mix up with the music. Because tonight, we're going to have a few musician guests tonight who are, some of them going to be in studio and some on the phone and some talking to us from heaven. Michael, can you hear us? We're going to talk about sex, death, and Michael Jackson. And we're gonna beat it together. Beat it for Michael. Beat it for the one you love. Yeah. We are beating it here in honor of Michael, in memory. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson. It seems like it's been about a month, but it was just yesterday. Only 50 years old, gone in an instant, in a kind of a suspect instant. What kind of private doctor was that? Anyway, he's gone. Michael, oh, how we abused you. And you abused us back. We beat it together, didn't we? Michael Jackson. I was watching that song on, I guess, YouTube, and I just don't remember, I didn't remember, how much he simulates masturbation on that song, Beat It. Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't seen the video.
You never saw it?
No.
Never in your life?
No, I'm not a big...
Oh, my God!
I'm not a big Michael Jackson fan, so...
Wow, that's...
I feel
amazing.
Bad, though, that he
I'm did. Not a big Michael Jackson fan either. I'm a medium Michael Jackson fan. You know, I mean, his music is very danceable. The old music, the music that, you know, really just crashed onto the scene, you know, mixing R&B and pop like miscegenation. Yeah. That was pretty exciting. I mean, I had a love-hate relationship with it. I remember thinking, this is silly bubblegummy music, but I really, really liked it to dance to it.
Yeah, it's a good dance.
Not to contemplate
And, of course,
my navel.
The man conquered the world with his music. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you care about, you know, the figures, the numbers, he's got the biggest numbers.
Well, I mean, it's not even, Charles was telling me he went to some very primitive... A little village with no telephones, no radio, no anything.
But everybody knows about Michael Jackson.
No, they thought he was Michael Jackson.
Oh, they did. Oh, okay. Well, still, they knew his name. They knew
right.
Michael Jackson,
they thought,
you are Michael Jackson.
Because he spoke English, American. And
where was this village?
Somewhere in the middle of Africa, somewhere when he went to Africa.
Cool. So. Okay. Very cool. So... we've got all kinds of people on the line, but we are talking about Michael Jackson and beating it with Michael, which brings up masturbation, of course, which I think our first caller is going to talk about. Although, of course, Beat It has also got a peace through pleasure bonobo theme, right?
Right.
Doesn't it mean something like masturbate instead of fight? Like, let's not fight, let's...
I guess, yeah.
Beat each other off,
right.
Something like that.
Right. Something like that.
Well, I mean, you know, it's...
No, it was a terrible thing to lose him, and
And
he was lost actually to probably prescription drugs, and
Demerol,
and oxytocin, and all the other.
They keep saying Demerol.
Well, probably Demerol, but yeah. He also took other drugs,
which is very strong. It's kind of I didn't know. I don't think I've ever taken Demerol, but they say it's kind of like morphine, really strong.
That's correct.
How much pain could he have been in? Jesus. I don't know. I think he was over-prescribed. I think there's a little
bit
of...
He was a drug addict. He was was addicted to prescription drugs, as millions and millions of Americans are. I forgot the figure, but...
But he had a doctor with him.
A doctor, okay.
Yeah, one of these doctors who actually went bankrupt like four times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see, okay.
Yes, bankrupt four times and had some kind of various problems. I mean, we all have problems, right? But you would think this was the promotion company hires a Texas doctor who's gone bankrupt a few times to take care of Michael Jackson. I mean, that's, I don't know, how are they ever going to live that down, this promotion company?
That's going to be forgotten.
You think?
All of this is all going to be forgotten. You know, the young kids today don't know who Al Jolson is.
But they know who Michael Jackson is.
Right now.
They do know who. Yeah. I don't know. I think Michael Jackson, he's sort of in the firmament along with Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you know, he's so crazy, too. I mean, tonight we're talking about sex, death, and Michael Jackson. So we've talked about his death a little bit I guess he's dead. I mean, sometimes I do think he's going to pop out like a magician because he has this whole zombie theme going on in his music.
I got a call this afternoon that somebody spotted him on Hollywood Boulevard with Elvis Presley. So,
Jesus and Lazarus as well. All right.
Okay.
We'll get to the sex in Michael Jackson later on in the show, I think, because we have all these calls.
Okay.
And so we have Larry on line two. Masturbation, beating it, versus sex with a partner is what he wants to talk about.
Okay.
Larry from Berkeley.
Hi there.
Hey, Larry from Berkeley.
How are you?
Good. Do you watch my show in Berkeley? I'm on Berkeley Cable.
I do, and I also know Frank.
Frank Moore, the great and powerful Frank Moore, Aeroplay.
Yes, that's right. Lover.
He's my producer.
Cool.
And he was my running mate when we were both running, for the White House. Him president, me vice.
Yes. Last time I called,
Frank.
I called when Alanina was on the program.
Wow, that was a long time ago, Alanina.
Yes. And what I'm calling about today, or tonight, is my counselor, who has a doctorate in human sexuality. I see her for, she's an MFT here. She tells me that the human sexual response is the same whether or not you do it with yourself or you're having intercourse with another person.
The human sexual response. That sounds like a very amorphous phrase.
Well, that the feeling of that the high that people get from the orgasm
mm-hmm.
is the same whether or not I'm doing it with me
mm-hmm.
or I'm doing it with somebody else.
Well, an orgasm is an orgasm is an orgasm, like a rose. But then there are different kinds of orgasms, and some are fabulous, and some are just these little blips that just go by like a shooting star we don't even see.
I see.
So, I mean, I think that can happen whether you're with a partner or masturbating. I mean, I guess I agree with your counselor that you can have great orgasms equally well with a partner or with just beating it, you know.
Yeah.
I knew I'd get that in there.
Yeah.
So you can do it either way, and they can also be kind of lousy, not very fulfilling orgasms either way.
I'm a 51-year-old virgin.
You're a 51-year-old virgin. Oh,
that's
well, no
right.
wonder you want to think masturbating is as good as having sex with a partner.
Yes, and she also tells me about relationships.
I do want to interrupt you for one moment because a vision of incredible, spectacular loveliness has just sauntered, strolled, and taken over Radio Suzy One.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right. This is amazing. This is Malena Tevis. Beautiful diva Malena.
Hold on, let me get hooked up here.
Well, we're getting hooked up. I don't expect
Hello,
her to talk. I'm just appreciating how she looks right now. She'll have her chance to talk and sing and scream and cry over Michael. And she'll also, but right now she can't talk, and it's a beautiful thing because I'm just looking at her, and she's fantastic. She looks just amazing. I feel very underdressed.
Well, because I can just.
I am wearing my Lust at Veritas panties, though. See.
I can just imagine this because I'm not able to stream the show on my computer.
Imagine away.
Wait a minute. That's because you got a Mac, didn't you?
That's correct.
That is correct.
No, you can do it. You can do it, little Mac. You can do it. It's doable.
How did I know that, right?
The other question that I have about relationships is that I have a phobia. A real strong phobia. I'm a Jewish obsessive compulsive.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Person, and
but I'm not a virgin.
And I have a real phobia about getting rejected all the time.
Yes, I have it too.
And being abandoned. So she tells me, the same person tells me that all relationships end eventually.
That's true. In death, if nothing else.
So how do people deal with the trauma?
How do people deal with it? That's an excellent question. And you know what we do? We kind of pretend that the truth doesn't exist. We fantasize. We pretend we'll be together forever. That's what we do. We romanticize. We play games with our mind because, yes, as the facts show us, such as we can see in the three-dimensional world that we have, so science shows us so far, as we know, we're all going to die and relationships all have to end with worms eating us, one or the other, or both at the same time. So it's really depressing. So I don't blame you for not wanting to get involved. But on the other hand, what do they say? Love is the triumph of hope over reality or something like that?
Yeah, even if I've gone through about five or six depressions over the last 30 years.
Imagination.
Over a star-crossed relationship.
Gotta have imagination.
That was an unrequited star-crossed relationship.
Who were you in love with?
I was in love with a woman who lived in Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely crazy about her.
Aww.
And but she did not want to have a relationship, but the way in which she tried to tell me to back off was rather intimidating, and she was really freaked out about having closeness with other men because she'd been badly treated, I think, by other men.
Okay, well, she sounds like not a very good bet for a relationship.
Well, this is 30 years ago. So
right, but you haven't gotten over it.
No.
So you need to get over it, or else just build a shrine to her in your house and beat it, you know, to her, and that's perfectly fine with me.
Do you have some suggestions? Both you and Max and David.
I have two suggestions.
And David, yes,
yes. Max and David. I have two husbands. This is Dr. Susie and her two husbands.
Yes.
Max is one and David is the other, and they're brothers, actually, and they look very similar, and they also sound very similar, but they're not the same.
Yeah.
Anyway, two suggestions, two ways you can go. One is you got to get over her and go for that triumph of imagination, hope, romance over, you know, the past, reality, and death. And you can go that way, or you can just make a shrine to this woman as your goddess, your unrequited love, your unattainable...
My unattainable Virginia.
Virginia, yes, because you are a virgin, and you have dedicated your sex to her, and you have given it up, and you masturbate frequently, including right now, I think. Right?
Well, I'm not physically doing it, but possibly in my brain.
You're breathing very heavily.
Am I breathing heavily?
Yes.
I didn't say that was a bad thing.
I just, you know, you're a very articulate person.
Yeah. I'm half crazy, but...
Some of my masturbators are kind of rude and obnoxious.
That's absolutely... crazy is normal. Your depressions that you've had...
Now, Michael Jackson was crazy, okay? But he was a genius.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Yeah, well...
We might not forget him for a few hundred years.
Yeah, well, the OCD with the dysthymia and the dependency, the dependency personnel, or the dependent personality disorder, that's me. That's me.
Yes.
Well, okay. But you shouldn't worry so much about your depression. Just think of it this way. With all the depressions that you've had in the last 30 years, the whole country... has had more depressions, okay? And that means that the whole society was in depression.
I thought we were in a recession.
So, no, we're in a mental recession. You know, and also keep in mind
confession.
And also keep in mind one very important thing that they never tell you: the ideal of our society, is the enemy of the real. The ideal is the enemy of the real. The reality is the beauty of our lives. The ideal is what you watch on television.
Okay.
Or in your fantasies when you beat it.
Yeah, like Michael.
Right. He had amazing fantasies. And
now, are you handicapped also?
Max, I am disabled.
Mm-hmm.
I have cerebral palsy.
Right.
I was born 3 months premature.
Okay.
And 2 pounds, 12 ounces. And I've lived in an institution,
mm-hmm.
were part of my childhood and adolescence.
Well, you've got a great voice.
Thank you, that much we know. Thank you very much. That's very
you do.
Nice.
You have an excellent voice.
Very nice voice. So.
Yes, I've done some college radio.
Oh, all right, there you go. You could do a radio show.
Yeah, and people said that I should probably stick to doing radio, but, you know, I could do that.
You could make women fall in love with you on the radio, you know.
Yeah, and then they'd meet the real me and...
Well, listen, Frank
is our friend, isn't he?
Yes.
We love Frank.
We love Frank. Look what Frank has done.
Right.
Under what con- He's got more women than Hefner does.
He does. Look at him.
This guy's got more women than Hefner. And Guccione, who's now...
And he can't even talk
anymore.
He can't even talk.
They cut out his tongue.
No, he has a tongue. He's never Frank.
Not Frank. I'm talking about Bob Guccione.
Bob Guccione. Neither one, Frank and Bob Guccione. Of course, Frank can communicate, and he communicates incredible eroticism
and great sounds.
Love.
Wonderful
and,
sounds.
Really great sounds.
But is he able to maintain his friendships?
If the
heaviness or the infatuation or the intensity of the relationship fades because of disappointment or what have you, is he able to maintain those friendships?
Frank is such a high being. I mean, I don't know all the details here, but he maintains a lot of friendships. He's got a wife of many, many years. He's got friends of decades.
He's an extraordinary man, as you are.
Thank you. That's very kind of you, Max.
That's the truth. We're all extraordinary beings. We are in a miracle, literally living on acid when we get up and we look around. And for centuries and millions of years, we've been trying to figure out, what the fuck am I doing here? And what is this all about?
So I should just hang out. So what's your choice? Are you going to forget about the one who spurned you and move forward and try to connect with others? Or are you going to build a shrine to her in your beat-it room?
I'm going to keep playing. I'm half joking, half true. I'm going to keep on playing Layla by Eric Clapton. That's half of it.
It's close enough to beat it, right. Layla. But they kind of go together.
I mean, you know that song.
Of course, you know. Layla.
Okay, I
got someone else who can sing it better here.
But you know, Max, I really.
See, you can talk. You have a microphone. Can I introduce? I have a singer here.
You know, I really.
I think he wants to wrap it up. Use that one over there.
Yeah. You know, I really would like to be able to get the show on my computer.
Okay. Let me tell you how to do that, and also all of the disabled Mac users. Okay.
Yes, they're all disabled.
Mac thinks differently. Okay. It can hardly think, actually. All right.
Okay.
It can do a lot of wonderful things, graphic things, and all kinds of things like that, but it does not know how to go on the internet. Okay.
Okay.
Because it's a Mac. It's like a Mac burger or something.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. So what you need to do. There are plugins that you can get, okay?
Okay.
And if you get those plugins, then Mac will be able to talk the language of the internet.
Yeah, I have Flip for Mac and all that stuff.
Okay. So you should, and I don't know what they are, but actually if you go on our site, you can't get there. Can you get to the site at least?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you go to the, in the radio part, it says technical tech advice, tech support. It'll tell you exactly what plugins you need in order to be able to get this, okay?
Okay.
And you can also go to another place now if you, and you won't...
All the people that don't have Macs are now tuning out. We're losing them. You know what? You need to call us off the air about this, okay?
Are your books still available?
My books are available. In fact, they just started selling the new edition in Amazon.
My underwear is available, my socks, everything is available.
We prefer you buy it directly from us, okay?
How do I just go on the website?
Yeah, just go to the website. Yeah, go to the website, and you can also watch this webcast in Flash right now.
Right.
Yeah, actually, you should be able to get it.
Okay.
Even on your Mac, and just go to drsusanblock.com/webcam.
Right, because that's where we're playing, actually, the Mogulus.
And thank everyone, and thank the call
screeners. You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your patience.
All right, no problem.
Have a nice night.
Okay. And keep watching us on Berkeley TV, and keep watching Frank Moore.
Yeah, take care.
I will do that. He's really cool.
We love you.
And both of you. Both of you are, too.
Thank you, darling. And David also.
Thank you, yes.
Bye. Okay, keep in touch. And Milena also.
Milena, let me see what
Milena is in.
Let me find
studio.
Out what Susie. Mm. Let me get her microphone. Hello, talk to me, Milena.
Hello, Max.
Okay, you got it. Thank you.
Milena.
All righty then.
You look beautiful.
Welcome back. You look just queenly. Queenly doesn't seem to be enough. Empressly.
This is a drag queen coat from Japan.
A drag queen coat.
Yes.
Why is it a drag queen coat?
Only because
exceptionally big.
Huge.
And
test for me. Test.
And floppy. And
test. Testing.
Oh, I like tests.
But I mean, it's on you, and you're so womanly. You're
woman. Oh, hold on.
Am I right? You are all woman, right?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Oh, and look at this underneath thing. Oh my God. The underneath thing is very sexy. Oh, look at how it shows off the boobage. Oh, my goddess. Oh, yes. You know, I love the up top thing, but you should sit down in that thing. Yeah, you don't need to wear the... Well, you could kind of... What do you want to do with it? You want to put it back on? Are you cold? Warm her up, someone. Okay. So, Milena, welcome back to Radio Susie One.
Thank you, Susie.
And welcome back to the Speakeasy. You were last here a couple weeks ago, actually, on my birthday. Well, not really my birthday, but birthday weekend. And you sang to me. You serenaded me. What? Oh. You serenaded me.
It was very fun.
You have to talk. It's a microphone. You can't just nod. It's like, this is radio.
She was the opera diva sex pod.
Yeah.
Right on the front page.
Right. You notice, did you see that? I have you on the front page of my blog right now.
Thank you.
I got the, you know, the little video on there.
Thank you.
And you're just singing away, and you do it twice. We decided we couldn't figure out which version to use, because, you know, you sound so great doing the a cappella version of Come Rain or Come Shine.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Yeah, I love that one.
Can you sing Beat It?
No. Don't get me started on Michael Jackson.
I will. This is our subject tonight, because you don't like Michael Jackson?
I think that he, I know this sounds like a conspiracy theory, but,
right.
You know, I think he's off in some island somewhere making a ton of money.
Well, you know, I thought maybe he could still be alive, like Elvis or Lazarus.
I mean, you know, his name is so tarnished from everything that he's done in his life, and he's such a sad, depressed, psychotic child that I could see why he would want to
be a zombie.
Away.
He's going to be a zombie now. So maybe for some people that makes you feel good, you know, to know that Michael Jackson is still alive. But for you, it makes you feel like he's a.
Well, he's not scary. He's just a deranged,
cheater.
Sad little child. Poor little guy.
If you looked at his balance sheet.
Oh, this is Michael
Bloom.
He had a lot of motivation to exit stage left.
Well, and if he did it this way, that might clean the slate for him financially for his family, because he was so in the hole and underwater if you looked at his balance sheet.
And now he can become what he's always wanted to be, which is a woman. No, I'm serious.
He's going to be Diana Ross.
And he also can sell some records.
He's going to get complete plastic surgery, total, you know. He's not even going to try to look like Diana Ross. He's going to try to look like Britney Spears. Okay? And he's gonna you know, like, sort of walk around in Dubai first, because I heard that he had a friend there. He has some prince that
I bet he does.
Gets him a place. Was it you that told me that? Yeah, he's got this boyfriend that's a prince, and in Dubai, and so he would. Michael would stay there, and he would go around shopping, because he loves shopping, wearing a chador, you know, one of the veils that covers up the whole body.
Yes.
And I can just imagine him doing that.
I can, too. I
can just imagine him doing that. And I don't know, I kind of feel that that romanticizes the story. I know it makes him sound kind of sleazy.
Well, he was. Well,
but he is kind of sleazy, right.
Kinda.
And we kind of made him that way. His dad started it, right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah, poor guy.
And you know, he was a poor little guy. I mean,
yeah, I felt sorry
really
for him.
I mean, you know, he was singing on the national stage at age 5. How did that happen?
With an abusive father that molested the children, so, you know.
So,
well, but it was a breakout for him to live in the slums of Gary, Indiana. I mean, you know, there's some.
It was.
But their father drove them, all of them, and they, you know.
For better and for worse.
Better for better and for worse, but.
Combination.
Yeah, it's much like, you know, Richard Williams with the Venus Serena. He drove them. If it wasn't for them, they never would have left Compton and become the great tennis stars they are. Very similar pattern.
Do not try this with your children, however, if you're listening, okay? I'm just saying. You can't
true.
Just do this.
No,
it's
no,
not
it's
a good
not,
idea.
No, it's not a good idea. It's good to propel them.
But every once in a while, this genius comes out of this dung heap, you know. And so there is something there.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. So he could be alive. He's,
yeah.
You know, he
there'll
could
be,
be
stories. I mean, if they don't have unequivocal proof, the real smoking gun.
Show me the body.
It'll be years like
show
much
me
like
the body.
Much like Jim Morrison. You know, the only person who ever saw him in the coffin was Pamela's wife,
right?
And she died 3 years later, 1974. Bill Siddons, the manager, went over to Paris, never opened up the coffin that was sitting there. And Ouija boards and other experts think he's under an alias, living in France, 300 pounds, and still rocking out his own way. It's possible. Or in Africa, which he told Danny Sugarman, our good friend, God bless him, who as a teenager was the fan mail director. And he was told in private, I'm going to escape to Africa because he had a problem down in Miami. Mm. So Michael had a similar legal problem, similar pressures as Jim. That's why I bring it up. And a type of personality that would do the great escape and probably could get away with it. These guys are smart, so. Anyway.
Well, I wonder how they're going to do this. They haven't released the autopsy report or, you know, to say really what happened to him.
Yeah,
I mean, first I heard a heart attack, then I'm hearing Demerol, you know, so they're going to come out with something. And I'm hearing people blame his doctor.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
so.
Lou Ferrigno, who was training him, is really distraught and a great, great man who played the Hulk and is a Mr. Universe. And and I won't go too public with this, but he was practicing over at a place, rehearsals.com in Burbank, and seemed to be in great shape going forward to it. So this is a shock to Johnny Caswell and a lot of folks out there who you know, up to a month ago, he looked like this is going to be a great, incredible extravaganza.
I guess. And, you mean the 50-city tour?
The 50-city,
that
yeah,
just sounds like it would have killed him in and of itself.
Well, he was actually, it was looking
That's
pretty
why
good.
I think he could have tried to escape it. I mean, I heard he was rehearsing the night before, and Milena knows she's a performer. You know, it's, I mean, Jesus, 50 cities? He's 50 years old?
There's
you know.
No way. I mean, that's crazy to try and do that.
And he's You're such an energetic. He's not like one of these torch singers that, like, lays around on the piano.
He's a crotch grabber.
Yeah. It's some energy here.
Don't be talking like that about old people.
Well, I'm just saying.
I can do a 50.
He's amazing in his youth. I mean,
you know.
he was, well, he started at 5. He lived a lot longer than most of us on the stage. I mean, you know, he lived so long on the stage, really.
Yeah, of course.
And he does grab his crotch a lot. A rot. Clotch a rot.
Crotch rot.
All guys, they're always scratching and grabbing their crotch. They want to see it's still there.
No, it's and he had some nice moves, you know.
Yeah.
See, I was a mime when he did his moonwalk.
Sometimes it gets big.
I was a mime
a
for
dancer.
Two lost years of my life. And so I thought, wow. I thought mime was such a weird thing to do. And very, you know, but it was strange. But then he came out with this moonwalk and.
He was a brilliant dancer.
He really gave it to mime.
Yeah, his movements really influenced a lot of front men and bands. I mean, one way or another, we were influenced a little bit to, you know, rocking on stage. He changed the game.
I think he changed the way a lot of guys masturbate, too.
Wow.
I mean, I think he made guys want to stand up and do it and stroke it and do it to music and, you know,
and
do it with a bunch of other guys behind them. And
so, Susie, do you think he really tapped into the spirit of the Bonobo Way then?
Well, you know, I was watching this song, Beat It, you know, because I wanted to start it. And actually, I had to say, Melissa, she did a little notice on the Institute site saying, let's, in honor of Michael Jackson, let's all beat it together, or something like that. And, maybe no, the Dr. Susan Block Institute is beating it with you.
Maybe and, could anyway. Guinness Book a record, you know, a number of people doing that.
Hey, stop doing that, Michael.
Maybe we should all masturbate on the anniversary of Michael's death or birth or something.
Oh my goodness.
Beat it day.
Well, okay. I don't know about that. I mean,
you don't know about that?
Well, I'm not. Yeah, I'm just...
This is embarrassing, Milena.
She's so cute
I'm
and
trying
beautiful.
To be
Look
sexy. I'm trying to, you know.
You're doing fine.
You don't,
fine.
You don't have to try to be sexy. You don't have to try to
no,
be sexy.
No, you don't have to try. You're sexy.
Thank you, Max.
You don't have to try at all.
And David. Thank David, too, because, you know.
Yeah, the
Where's
other husband.
David?
So Milena was here a couple weeks ago, and she sang these beautiful two renditions of Come Rain or Come Shine, first in a cappella, and then accompanied by a Japanese clown on my 1926 Steinway Baby Grand piano, which was very out of tune, but still it was quite...
Right.
She amazing.
Was, she was so
And
great.
She was so cute. And she was a member of the Porn Clown Posse, which came to visit us. And you can check out pictures and video and audio on blogamy.com. That's blogamy with two G's, blogamy.com. And paparazzi is here.
You just turn it on. You know, you're like...
Yeah.
Oh,
Oops,
boy.
Did he drop the
Coke
sound camera?
Down,
what did
yeah.
you
do?
It's okay. Coke down.
We oh, the
Coke
down.
Down.
Okay. All right.
Coca-Cola.
So, and then you you made up your own lyrics somehow,
yeah.
bringing me into
Sexy
it.
Sexy Susie.
Yeah, that was so cute. It was so sweet. You're so and so I'm all excited about having you back.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, I don't know. Did you want to talk, sing? You're obviously like not a big Michael Jackson fan.
No.
But, okay, why don't you just hang out and I'm going to have people on the phone, okay?
Oh, yeah, we'd love
would like
to talk.
Okay.
I'd love to talk to the callers.
Right. Okay, we're going to talk to, actually, we have another singer on the line.
Great.
He's a Good rapper. Way. He's okay. a hip-hopper.
Yo, yo.
And his name is Astro Nautilus.
Okay, hold on a second.
Sky and Sea. He's on line 4.
All right, wait a minute.
Hello, Astro Nautilus.
Hello.
Okay, hold on. Keep talking.
Hello. Okay.
We're
well,
not dead.
We're not
dead like
not
Michael.
Sure.
Let's
I'm
talk.
I'm trying to listen and see if he's
okay,
there.
Okay, he's there. Hello. Okay. Hey. Hi. Are you there?
Astro Nautilus.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello, Astro Nautilus.
How's it going? How's it going?
The deep blue sea into the bright blue sky. We have Astro Nautilus. So I was enjoying listening to Astro Nautilus's music earlier.
Oh, fantastic!
I was. It's very, you know, catchy and introspective and personal and sexy voice. I wasn't catching sexy lyrics exactly. I think I have to kind of, what do you do when you're not paying any money but you commission someone?
Wow.
Ask you? Okay. You have to do a sexy song. You have such a sexy voice
sexy
and a
songs
sexy way about
I'll make
you.
I think I think some of my songs are very sexy.
Okay.
We'll sing a sexy song then.
Okay,
Astro.
Maybe I only heard like 3 songs. One
like
of them was about your family.
Sexy. They're like American history sexy. It's a whole different kind of sexy.
I like that. I totally I'm totally into that. I heard one about your family and your dad and it was cool.
It's not really about my family. I didn't, like, cheat them out of all my money or anything.
Oh, shit. I was hoping. You were really an exciting,
I'm not a total scumbag.
Kind of calm man, kind of
like
cool, edgy guy.
An all-American story.
See, that's why I thought it was introspective. I thought, you know, this is his story. That's what I get for only listening to three songs.
It's only mildly true. Mildly. Everything I do is mildly true.
Yeah.
So, we all say that.
Indeed. It's a fantastic way to rationalize your mistakes.
So so tonight's subject for the show is sex, death, and Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Sex.
You can choose one of the three to talk about, or you can interweave.
We thought we'd do something different from other stations.
No.
we
want to use those hashtags. Keywords.
Sorry about that, Iran.
You know what? Iran kicked Michael Jackson down today.
Oh, really?
To the curb, yeah. Michael ruled yesterday in, like, so many different hashtags. We're all Twitterers, Milena. You don't know.
I accepted your Twitter thing.
I know, but you've only Twittered once. You tweeted only once.
Well, I'm not online very much because I've been filming three different projects.
No excuse. You can use your phone. You can text.
I would love to text you, little cute, sexy thing.
Text me, baby. Text me.
Okay, I would love to text you.
Okay, Astronautilus.
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Do you like being in our threesome?
It's a fantastic, fantastic situation that I'm in right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Very few men get to be around gorgeous women like Susie.
But I would like to know
very little to complain about.
More about your sexy lyrics.
Oh, indeed.
Can you recite a few?
Yes, please.
You want the sexy lyrics? Is that what you want?
I guess the sexy lyrics. Isn't that what I said?
Yeah,
I
mean, sexy,
like,
sexy
lyrics. Most of my sexy lyrics are kind of like forlorn and tragic.
You know,
so that kind of can be sexy in its own way.
And I want to commission you.
Goth chicks love forlorn. Go for it.
Okay, yeah, I might like it, actually. Forlorn is all right. Michael Jackson was kind of forlorn.
Lord, he was.
It's with the theme of, you know, tragedy and pathos, you know?
No, yeah, love, death, and Michael Jackson, sex, death, and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, well, sex, because
it is Dr. Susie.
Yeah, it is Dr. Susie.
I have some forlorn sexy lyrics.
Cool.
Let us have it.
This song is a song that I wrote where a girl, like, really, really, man, she tore me apart, and I had just turned 21, and I was living in Dallas, Texas, and I just learned about how much I love whiskey, and I wrote a song about
a love song to whiskey?
All right, now that's a love song.
Oh, Jim Beam.
It goes so hand in hand, and I realized that I love whiskey and I love women. It's going to kill me.
Okay.
There's a song called Gaston Avenue. It's an old song, and it's written in a waltz, which is, man, that's the sexiest thing of all time.
A waltz.
Call you up
so
before
romantic.
The telephone. No one answers. Call again. I think of stopping by, stopping in, but never leave home. Drifting back and forth between the bar and home and looking back and forth to what did I call? Oh, man, I might have forgot my own lyrics.
Ooh, at least you admitted it. I wouldn't have known.
No.
Oh, no, it's
the sexy
it's
girl.
Song, so, I think it's the one. It's the slow jam. It's the slow jam.
Okay.
I just forget my lyrics when I'm singing, too, when I get nervous.
It happens.
Astronautilus.
Actually,
I have one of his songs.
We're gonna play one of your songs.
The one, you know, I think it's the family one.
I don't know.
But it's cool. He has a sexy voice on this thing. But anyway, I want you to can you do like a sexy song for me that's kind of sort of positive or like peace through pleasure?
You want me to like freestyle it? You want me to make
no,
that?
You can freestyle
now. Yeah, sure.
You can freestyle if you, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I was going to say, most
of my latest stuff has been about like kind of tragic figures in history, so there's not like a lot of like,
Marilyn Monroe is a tragic figure in history.
There's something really beautiful and sexy about tragedy and all of its death and blood and mayhem in history.
Some people get very turned on by that. There's the whole sex and death cult, you know, in a way, bondage and discipline is all about the edginess of sex and death and the sort of looming violence that's within sex and the tragedy that lies within love. And like we were talking about with our first caller, you know, any relationship is going to end in tragedy, any
sooner
relationship at all. Sooner or later, it will. Somebody's going to die. Or maybe both of you will, so you won't know that the other one died, so you won't feel tragic. But then other people around you will go, oh, they died together, how tragic, Romeo and Juliet. You know, so there's always tragedy in sex and death.
That's what's so enticing, is being pushed to that extremity. Like, so that's, you know, yeah, absolutely. That, they go hand in hand so well.
All right.
So are you going to sing something sexy or not?
Yeah, so what's going on?
We're going to give you a choice. You can either do it now or later.
I could do it now or later. I'm happy with either or. It doesn't matter.
Okay, do it now.
Now.
Do it now. Now. Do it now. Do it now. Give your choice.
This song, I think, is positive. I think this song is positive, but it definitely ends with a man dying.
Go for it. It's got to be you that thinks it, honey.
Yeah, okay. As long as I think it's positive.
Exactly. It's got to be
you. It had to be you. Come on, babe.
Hold me close as the hour escapes. Sunlight running across the mountains, ravenous face. Moon came too soon, you'll stay out too late. And I can hear that goddamn bell before they ring it. Gold heats in your hair promptly at 4 p.m. and it'll cool to amber as the sun sets again. The lights of the sky paint patterns on skin. Your head dovetails so nicely on the chest where you laid it. When I'm out in the shop, face to the forge, I think of you, my love, as I tend to the cold. Sniffs with flames high in their eyes, they're all for show. Dreaming, lying, like they've bridled Hades. But a fire that's good takes patience and control. Even bellow breathing, this work is painfully slow. But you must hold on, because you'll taste the reward when that white iron draws out just like it was painted. And I know you know this, I tell you this time, because I need to say it out loud just to feel right. You listen to me whisper it, my lips graze your ear with every line, and you memorize every word just as I say it. So press into me. Leave marks in my side, and I promise to pull you in so my knuckles go white. You're breathing with me now. The sun slips behind that mountain ridge to the west. The day is finished.
Yay! Yes, we really like the marks in your side, the pressing into you part. That was kind of
that was a sexy one.
Yeah, that was sexy. That had some tragedy, but a lot of sexiness. You know,
well, thank you.
All right.
You put out.
No.
I expect my callers and my guests to put out. Really, I put out for you all.
Oh,
you know. So that's cool. So that was very cool. All right. So so now you can pontificate on sex, death, and Michael Jackson.
Wow. Just off the cuff, huh? Well, I think, I mean.
Were you inspired in any way by Michael Jackson? Yeah, go ahead.
I kind of got frustrated because I feel like everybody kind of like, I mean, he's in everybody's eyes, he's been dead for a decade, you know, at least.
Amen, brother.
In a way.
Everybody kind of buried him under a joke, you know what I'm saying? Everybody
right,
made a joke
right.
about this guy.
Right.
But that's part
or
of him.
Laughed about a joke.
Yeah.
You know?
And now everybody's trying to make money off of him.
Everybody's
dead,
trying to be all reverent. Everyone's
right.
wearing a black suit all of a sudden.
Right.
And crying about how much they missed him. But then they've all made jokes at his expense.
And partly it's because we feel guilty for how
right.
we treated
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely.
I know. Well, you don't personally, and I don't either, because I've always been a little sympathetic and going, poor Michael. But and I'm not a big fan of his musically. I mean, I like his music.
His music is great.
I'm not a big
you
fan
never
of
even
him.
Saw the video, yeah. Beat It.
Who never okay. saw Beat It? What did you grow up in?
I've
rock?
Seen a lot of porn movies. What do you mean?
Beat It. Okay. How could you not see Beat It? My husband
Everybody
hasn't
saw
seen
Beat It.
No, well,
I
he
didn't.
Didn't. Max didn't.
I,
oh, you,
I,
Malena
I've
didn't
too
either.
Young. I don't remember.
Aw.
Beat It.
How young are you?
Melaine is only
21.
Oh, Lord of mercy. You were born in, like, 97, weren't you?
No, 1982.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're just a year older than me. Beat It came out in 81. Come on.
Dude, I'm...
You never even saw him passing
okay.
on VH1
no.
Classic.
No, I'm just not a big Michael Jackson fan. I'm sorry.
Fair enough,
she's
fair
an
enough.
Opera singer.
Right, she's an opera singer.
We have different musical forms here tonight.
I'm a theater student, and I still like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Now, I must say, I like Michael Jackson, but the truth is, if you had to depend on me, the only time I ever spent money on music was Elvis Presley. And that was in the 50s.
Well, Michael Jackson just did an Elvis Presley.
Well, okay.
He's our Elvis Presley. He's my generation.
And he married Elvis's daughter.
Yeah,
he's like related
that
by Nash.
Oh,
of course.
He also took a chimp to the Grammys, though. Like
he took.
He did a lot of strange things.
He took a chimp to the Grammys. Well, that's
well,
very
we
nice.
Well, we like chimps, actually.
Yeah, we're all.
Maybe, I think it was even a bonobo.
Yeah,
I think it was.
Yeah. I've been looking at the bonobo thing.
Yeah,
the bonobo thing is cool. Come on, and Michael. That was a cool side of Michael with the chimp. I thought.
Yeah.
You know, Michael had his different sides, and he. See, the reason I say guilt is because I feel like he was our child. You know, he was thrust on the national stage at age 5.
Yeah.
And we just sucked so much energy out of this boy. And his parents pushed him on, but then the audience loved him and wanted more and more and more until he was drained. And then we wanted more, and then he just did weird things.
Well, I think he was always about 12.
Well, what do you mean he did weird things? He didn't throw the baby out the window. He should have. But he didn't.
He just dangled the baby.
Overpopulation. You know, throw the kid out.
And all
the
plastic surgery.
Yeah, where they fucked,
the alleged child.
Oh, the child was hanging out the window.
The never land. Anyway, weird things.
I tried to throw my children out the window, but it didn't work.
They came back.
They bounced
back
up.
Yeah, they do. They do. Anyway, we have a piece of your music we're going to play now, but we hope you call us again sometime, Astro Nautilus.
Call me anytime, Astro.
I really liked that song.
Yeah, that was
and,
nice.
And you have to send me, is the music on this mixtape that I have of that song?
I don't know.
You don't even
know
what. Okay, we'll talk, Astronautilus. We'll talk later. Okay, we'll talk later.
Thank you so much. We're going to play your music now.
Here we go. Hold on a second.
I'm glad.
Who works just like a slave, sweating through the pain and digging his foxhole that he knows is just a grave. You trust me, don't you, baby? Yeah, you'd hand your life to me. Let's walk along a while and watch the noises flash like light. A smile safe crackers understand this rendering and steady hair. Absolutely. You thought you caught my sleight of hand, but you could never understand. No, not
good,
me.
Yeah.
The youngest was a clever boy, cracking calculus by three. The eldest was practical, obsessively clean.
Great boys.
I was born a charming man with silver tongue, pearl teeth. That's never how it's supposed to end. We promised all we'd dream. The envy of the everyman. Our family seemed complete. A father was a charming man. A mother, a serene. But now I'm on the run again. This hotel's home to me. They found the other skeleton face down in the stream. The youngest was still tucked in bed away. They thought he was asleep. They moved the mirror from his mouth. The fog that should remain was not to be seen. Not to be seen. I am the doctor, darling, who used to operate. But I couldn't stand the pain of healing, only watch another woman waste away. You trust me, don't you, baby? Yeah, you'd hand your life to me.
This is
let's set this barn
sexy.
On fire and
the sound.
Yeah, his voice is great.
A smile safe crackers understand is rendering this steady hand. Absolutely. You thought I must have broken in, but there's no crime in coming in. They hand me the key. Floating on the wind again, on the tail of my quarry. A woman weak for charming men who's holding what I need.
Do me.
She'll leave her window crack for me, and I'll draft in like a breeze. My father was a charming man, and I learned it all from me.
You're a charming man.
That's a great voice.
Too much grace can break down the sheet. Pour another round on me. Pour another round on me.
Good advice.
Pour another round on
pour
me.
Another round on me. He's in love with his bottle, that's for sure. Well, you know, he said that earlier, didn't he? Wasn't there some whiskey song?
Pour another round on me.
Pour another round on me. All over my body, baby. I trust you.
That's death, there. Mm-hmm. Let's leave this life live tonight.
Mm.
With a bottle, baby.
Mm. Drunken sex. Good stuff.
Sex is always good, yeah.
All right, that's Astro Nautilus.
He does have a sexy voice.
This is Radio Suzy One. I am your mistress of the airwaves, Dr. Susan Block. And tonight's kind of a musical night. Our theme
and we're going to go to a commercial?
Is, wait a second, is Michael Jackson, Sex, Death, and Michael Jackson. We've been talking to Astronautilus, and we have Milena.
Hello, darling.
In studio, but we're going to take a break. We're going to go to a commercial, I think. We're going to try to make some money, honey.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
She's almost here. Here she is.
I am here, except that my ear is caught. Oh, there's my opening music. Hello. That's Reagan. And brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, even Michael Jackson. Well, I don't know. He seems like he might not be. I'm not sure that he... Now, he was acquitted. He was acquitted. And I do believe... Well, I don't know. I've seen a lot of people accused who are not guilty.
That's true.
And so I don't like to jump on people who have not been proven guilty of such heinous crimes.
That's true. I apologize unreservedly.
He did have a strange kind of, you know, a bizarre kind of relationship with children and childhood, and I wouldn't have let my children hang out and never know.
Amen, sister.
But you know, I don't want to call him names. I really don't want to call. I mean, you
I'm
can.
Sorry.
No, you can. Go ahead. You're my guest. You're not me.
I'll be the
wait. Where's
the
my
devil.
Microphone? My microphone is around my neck. No wonder I sound like I'm in an auditorium. Hang on a second. Okay. Talk amongst yourselves. I've got to pull my mic up.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
So here we are.
Hey,
and I actually have another guest here. Well, first of all, Milena is the beautiful mellifluous. You like that word?
I do.
Okay. Mellifluous voice mellifluous. That you hear.
It's like pesto.
Milena.
It's actually better than that.
Yeah, it's better than that, right?
Molto bene.
And that's Max.
And David.
And David. And now we have guys. Chef Daniel.
Hello.
Hi. Chef Daniel.
Yes. He's a chef.
He cooks.
He cooks. Yay. Yeah. And I've eaten his food and it was delicious.
Did you eat anything else of his?
Okay.
I just asked.
Not
him.
Yet.
Not yet.
No, I just had one morsel. I just had a taste.
Mm. It was a delicious taste.
At Erotica LA.
Oh.
Yeah.
What and were you making?
I believe
he wasn't actually there.
Yeah, I wasn't actually
just
there.
Just his food.
just his my food was.
His food was there.
Little
late.
Chocolate penises or something?
Sex. No, no, that was another booth. No, this was actual food. This was sustenance, but delicious sustenance. What was
filo, it? Filo, baked filo with green raisins, toasted walnuts, and some goat cheese.
And love.
And love. Lots of L-O-V-E. Doesn't go anywhere. Doesn't go out the door without the love.
The love.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's, I mean, now, it is kind of loving food. Is it an aphrodisiac? Are there any aphrodisiacs involved?
Food
not
is
that
it?
I know, but I mean, food, I mean, when it melts in your mouth and it makes you feel good, it's an aphrodisiac, I guess, in itself.
That's right.
As long as it makes you feel good.
Yeah, well, something tastes good in the mouth. It's good between the mouths.
Yeah.
You know, you could take a bite and share it.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
that
for
sounds
sure.
Nice. I don't
Exactly. All desserts are sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, desserts.
All sugary things.
Food and sex together.
For me.
I think that a mousse is sexier than a cake. Myself.
A mousse.
Yeah. We're talking about like a chocolate.
To be very serious.
Yeah, we're talking about like a chocolate mousse, right? Not like a four-legged mousse.
Right.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well,
it's in between the savory and the sweet.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm thinking
unsavory.
Of consistency. Consistency-wise, it's more
the creaminess.
Like creamy, you and you could lick it off of a body part.
I knew she was going there. Yep.
A body part.
Dr. Block.
It's hard to rub cake all over.
I live here in Canada, and I'm looking out the window, and there's a good-looking
moose out there.
There's a good-looking moose out there.
It's not that kind of moose.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to spread that on
grab those antlers.
Right.
But actually, moose antlers are considered aphrodisiacs.
Well, you know the book.
They take a long time to cook.
Did you read the book, Antlers in the Treetop by Who Goose the Moose?
Do you know why moose antlers or even reindeer antlers or any kind of antlers are considered an aphrodisiac?
No.
The male.
It's really hard to get.
Well, because the antler of the moose,
a lot of women
that is
that
the
expensive.
Male moose, not the female, but the male moose, is his testosterone kind of shooting out through his ears. Not his ears, but his horns.
Among other things,
his
yes.
horny horns.
Internal ejaculation.
There you go.
Exactly. And it's sort of a frozen ejaculation. Like it goes shoots out there and it gets frozen into this formation. And the more elaborate and grand the formation, the more the female moose?
Mooses.
Yeah.
Love the male. They love
Mooses.
The male who
yeah.
has
Mooses.
An elaborate
yeah, well, the bigger
thing
the horns.
Going on. Yeah.
yeah.
Bigger the horns, right. It's like a big, elaborate, you know.
The more elaborate
other
the explosion.
Thing. Yeah.
I had a bath at a spa once in a elixir of.
Moose
horn.
There you go.
Moose horn.
All the stuff that the aphrodisiac stuff. They put it all in the bath.
It is an aphrodisiac.
Immerse in it.
Can you make something with moose horn for me?
It's worth a
Chef
shot.
Daniel?
Anything's possible. Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know. Can you eat that stuff? I would think like that. Maybe the
if you can eat dog penis in the Chinese thing. I mean, I don't see why you can't eat a moose horn. You know.
Yeah.
But is that an endangered species? No, they shoot moose.
Is it the penis?
No. Sarah Palin kills moose all the time.
Yeah, but she shoots endangered species.
She does?
I would imagine.
They'd probably get arrested.
Well, a borderline.
Sent to prison for 30 years. Maybe life.
Are you a Sarah Palin fan? You can be.
You can be.
I'm not going to talk about anything like that.
Are you a Republican or something?
I bet
you know,
she
you
is.
Know we don't allow Republicans here, right?
I'm very liberal in my thinking.
That means she's a Republican.
No.
You're so pretty you can be a Republican.
Yeah, you can be a Republican.
I didn't say I was or I wasn't.
No, it's all right.
Are you a Ron Paul Republican?
No.
You're a Sarah Palin Republican.
No. I'm not really into politics, actually.
Oh, good. You're not the kind of Republican that's trying to protect their television set from a poor person that's trying to steal it, right?
What?
Or then there's what's the name of the governor that just got caught with the Argentinian lover?
Stanford.
The Argentinian lover?
Mark
Sanford.
Oh, are you a Mark Sanford Republican? That means do you like to take Argentinian lovers?
I don't know.
Well, they got great tan lines.
Yeah, they
do. Yeah, they do. He loved her tan. He actually kind of raised the bar for political affairs. I thought he had some really romantic.
Well, the more that happens, the better.
Of course, he used taxpayers' money to take his trip to Argentina.
They all do that.
They all do that.
But he's going to pay it back.
I mean, why would you want to be governor?
I think we should keep him governor.
Nobody cares.
A blowjob is better than a tank.
Right. I mean, you know. I mean, why do you want to be governor unless you can get a ticket to go somewhere?
Or a blowjob.
Or a blowjob. Yeah. I mean, come on. You know.
Well,
this is
mean,
really fun.
He had a real love affair with this.
You're adding some fun.
Argentina. Now, what do you do, mister? What's your name again?
I do as much as I can.
Do you
radio? Oh, my God. But do you rap?
Huh? Do you rap?
No, he doesn't.
Do you cook?
I do cook, yes.
You cook?
Yeah. I mean, he has a clock on
Any
his head.
Any friend of Chef
you also
Daniels has to cook.
Daniel and I used to cook together back in the day. I'm supporting
cook this together.
Venture.
Is that like a bromance, but with cooking?
You know, they didn't have that phrase.
We didn't have that phrase.
I'm very glad. Too. I mean, who wants to be pigeonholed? You know?
No, I know. But we journalists, we have to do it. We try to label right. you all.
You know, he has cute little vampire fangs.
What happened to your microphone?
Whoa, wait a minute, I lost you there. Okay, go ahead.
You know, he has cute little vampire fangs.
No,
yeah,
let me see.
Smile, baby.
Oh, look at your vampire
thing. She's the Indian Jay Leno.
What are they?
He's the American Indian Jay Leno.
Did you buy those in a store or did your dentist
do these are real.
Those really?
Those are the real ones, I can tell.
These are the real deal. It's part of the personality.
Really? Did you get those implanted or they come out of your gums?
I thought you got those in prison.
It's part of the alpha male.
No,
that
he was
I am.
Never in prison, I'm saying.
No, everybody's been in America. You haven't been in prison yet?
Oh, no. We're
I pay
free.
Tax. I pay a lot of
We're
taxes.
Free. Really?
I don't know if that counts as prison.
I don't pay a lot of taxes. I should be in prison.
That's right.
They're coming.
Spoken
for me
like a Republican.
That's exactly right.
You're right.
All right, so...
With that, I got to go get a drink, so...
Me too.
You're on autopilot.
Do we have any of these people on the line? We have a bunch of callers
Who do you
here.
Want
let's
to talk
let's
to?
Put a caller on.
Yeah.
Now, remember,
I got
Susie,
Randy
Susie,
who wants to
Susie,
talk.
Remember how nice and clear everything was?
Yes.
So you got to, one at a time.
Yes, that's right. So we have to be a little
so
quiet for the caller.
Tell me what you need.
Well, I could talk to any of these people.
Well, tell me.
Randy is on line one, being spanked.
Being spanked.
Yes.
Any sexy girls?
From Idaho. I don't know.
Idaho.
Let's talk
Randy
to
could be
Idahoan.
Okay, quiet. Quiet on the set, please.
Hello?
Randy.
Hi, Randy. Randy, you're on the air. Poor Randy was on hold for a while.
Randy,
are you there?
We're being quiet.
He went to the toilet.
Okay.
Who's on number two?
He went to get spanked. Okay. Now we have Dalton on line three.
What a sexy name.
Dalton.
Hey, Dalton.
Dalton Books.
Are you trembling?
Hello.
Hello, Dalton. You're on the air.
Line, hello? Okay, but we have someone here on line three.
Hold on.
Okay, hold on. Let's go to line two.
Dalton, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh,
hi, Dalton.
Hey, Dalton.
How's
Welcome. Well, we're all just kind of commemorating sex, death, and Michael Jackson.
Nice.
It's our beat at night.
Michael. Oh, I'm not doing too bad. Not doing too bad.
I didn't ask that question, but I'm glad.
We're talking about beating it.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. There you go. That's one of the best pieces of advice that Michael could have given, the universe.
That's the
exactly.
one I took.
Beat it. And both definitions, both in terms of, leaving a fight, not getting involved, peace through pleasure, just not being violent, and then in terms of, masturbation. Okay.
Right, exactly. You know what's even more funnier about that? Like, tonight, ever since, Michael died or whatever, I'm a musician, I play guitar.
Okay.
So I actually took the time to learn that song, Beat It, tonight.
You
so
did?
Weird how you guys had mentioned that song.
Oh, do you have your guitar right by? Can you sing it for us?
Why not?
This is a night where people are
live
singing
radio.
And expressing. Yeah.
Grab your crotch for Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. See, everybody's doing it.
He did it. Yep. We're all doing it. I'm doing it.
You're like in the disco,
Ow. All right.
I know he could howl good, that Michael Jackson.
Get your key
the MJ howl. He's like, you did that good. Do that again. It's not that hard to do a Michael Jackson, but
thirsty
still.
Now.
Yeah, you do it better than me. Okay.
Okay, so you're gonna get your guitar?
Go for it. I'm trying
to
give you a build-up. Yes,
go get
your guitar.
Guitar. We'll wait.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk amongst ourselves. Just let us know when you're back.
We're going to beat our eggs for a while.
Beat it.
All right, guys. Go get your guitar. So,
I'm just verklempt over Michael Jackson.
Yes.
You're verklempt.
Verklempt.
Really, it's only been a day, but it feels like it's been a month. Huh?
It was two days of solid television.
But somebody said he's been dead for a long time, and that's true. And suddenly,
Or if somebody says he's not really dead, that he, you know, just did a disappearing act and he's going to appear in Dubai as a woman in a couture.
He could have spent the last year saying, I want my name to be on everybody's lips. And that goes under be careful what you wish for.
Amen.
He could have. That's right. Could have. This could be karmic.
His big comeback went a little too far. I think he overshot.
Well, they showed his children on with their faces, you know, 2 days before he croaks. You know, I mean, there's a little something going on.
It's about the children. Yeah. Mm. It's all about the children.
It was.
What? What do you mean they showed his children? What did they show his children doing?
Picture,
I didn't know.
No, just
the first time they were ever shown was like within the last 6 months.
Yeah.
The first time they were ever shown without the
without the veils or whatever.
I didn't even know that. See, I don't keep track of my colors.
I watch a lot of television.
I'm just doing an exploitative show tonight because of what happened. That's all. I'm really not a big Mike. I'm just like everybody else tonight, though, doing a show on Michael Jackson.
I'm a fan of Anna.
We have a different twist on it, though.
Well, everyone does.
No, I got a different twist.
What, the Beat It thing?
Yeah, it's a Beat It.
Beat the
eggs, you know, it's like I brought stuff to it.
Beat the meat.
Beat the meat.
Beat the meat, baby. Hey, we have a chef here tonight who knows all about beating meat.
Right. Absolutely.
Just whip that meat.
Pound it, baby. Pound that meat.
Sear it.
What can you do with meat? It's so masturbatory.
You have to have some fat on it.
Wait a minute. What happened to our caller?
Yeah, I was going to say, did you guys, you know, Fall Out Boy, you're at the band Fall Out Boy? They did a remix to that song, Beat It.
Right. Really? But they're not here with us tonight.
Did you get your guitar?
Okay, we're waiting.
Quiet on the set. Shh.
Now, I don't know if you guys will be able to hear it because it's just an acoustic.
It's okay. We can hear.
Keep in mind, you know,
got good
I've only been playing for a little while with no lessons, so, yeah.
Okay.
So, check it out, okay?
Yep, no one listening.
This is my version of Beat It, okay?
All right.
Excellent. Dalton. Chords.
Something like that.
Got it.
Okay.
Well, how about
you're
the singing?
Sing?
You got to see the singing.
What happened to the
singing?
Singing
is what we really want
to
hear.
Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to sing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of course you're supposed to. You're a singer, right?
I can't sing Beat It, but we will.
I think we stepped on his lead.
I'm like totally off from that, and I can like sing Beat It like in another way. Like
sing it in another way.
Sing
that's
it another.
Fine.
We want to be different than the other
acapella.
Radio shows.
Do it a cappella.
You can change the cadence.
Yeah.
God, there you go. That was very professional sounding.
Right.
Yes, true.
Augment the cadence.
Augment the cadence.
Augment. That's a nice word.
That is very professional.
Especially for
okay,
LA.
Okay, Dalton, go
right,
for it.
Quiet on the set, and here he is.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes,
ready?
Right. We are ready.
I'm sitting at home, singing a song. The chef beat it
okay.
All night long. Don't care what's going on in the town tonight. Just beat it again.
I like that better than Michael Jackson one.
Yeah, me too.
Beat it again.
Very nice.
It's cute.
You like that?
That was nice.
I like it better than the Michael Jackson version. You have a really cute little voice. How old are you? About 21?
I'm actually 20, yeah.
Aww,
little pumpkin.
I liked it.
Stepped up to the plate.
I don't know if I liked it better, but I liked it. You know, I mean, I thought it was very touching, charming.
That was very charming. That was nice.
It was good. Lead-in soundtrack.
You're what kind of guy?
What kind of guy are you?
It's all good.
Okay, that's good. You know, send us one of your CDs or MP3s or, you know, you and me's.
Definitely.
Okay. Beat it.
Beat it. You're so cute.
I'm not doing that right now. No.
Well, did you have a question? Did you want to talk about something besides beating it?
I have, like, quite a few.
Okay. But you want to be bad.
Yeah, we're listening.
Basically, I was wondering, like, exactly, like, how to get off quicker. Like,
quicker.
Just beat it.
How to get off quicker.
How to get off when you're masturbating or when you're with a woman?
Or masturbating.
When you're masturbating, you want to get off quicker.
That's an
odd. You know, when you're 20 years old, I don't think you should push it. I think you'd probably get off quick enough.
Sex toys.
Yeah, that'll happen eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Well, let me not jump the gun, so to speak. How long does it take for you to, from the moment you start beating it, to ejaculation?
Ejaculation.
How long does it take?
Usually approximately about 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
But I've been doing it for quite a while. Yeah, so
you have to join Twitter.
Let me ask you a question. You've been doing that a long time. Do you have a partner, or have you ever?
Yes, I have had partners, but see, here's the whole thing. Like, a lot of girls where I'm from up here...
They're
more or less out for sex. More or less.
Yes.
So for me to find somebody that's not exactly all about that, but yet provide that, it's really rare to find. Because usually they'll just want to like have sex.
They just want to use you as a sex toy.
I'm off that, you know, a couple weeks later.
You must be studly.
Or they'll be based on sex. I don't want that. What I want is I want a relationship that.
Oh,
you're
so romantic.
Providing.
I love you.
Aww. See,
I just don't want that connection to be based on sex.
Okay, but still, you shouldn't try to make yourself come too quick. But
right.
I mean,
right.
You know,
5 minutes is a long damn time.
That's a long damn time, though. Okay, I understand that exactly. So that's why I'm going to give you a couple of little helpful hints here.
But just a couple, because then we got to go.
Yeah. Do you know the PC muscle exercise?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Okay.
Me neither.
PC muscle is not your politically correct muscle, and it's also not your personal computer, and it does not compete with Mac, okay? It is your pubococcygeus muscle, baby.
I've never heard of this either.
Spell that for me. No, don't even bother. Pubococcygeus muscle. It is your PC muscle. It is right between your, and women have it too, your genitalia
and your
anus.
Oh, yeah.
The planet, that is. And
been there, done that.
It's the muscle you squeeze, if you don't know where it is, it's the muscle you squeeze if you're urinating and, like, then you hear a flugelhorn or something saying, everyone out.
I get that flugelhorn. I was getting the saxophone.
Okay, so you got to stop. So when you want to stop, you squeeze a muscle. And that muscle...
Which finger?
No, this isn't even involving fingers at the moment. We could go farther if we want, but he's only 20. But, okay, so pubococcygeus muscle, PC muscle, is the muscle you squeeze to stop yourself from urinating. It's also your sex muscle.
I didn't know
it's
that.
The muscle that's and it's in women too.
We have to talk about all these things.
We are.
Yeah. We are now.
And Chef Daniel is excited about that.
We're now on the radio.
We're eating now. The meal is being served. Okay.
The moment.
So, anyways, you know where the muscle is. Dalton, have you found the muscle?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Oh, I'm so glad. Squeeze it for me.
Okay.
Good. And release.
Okay.
Don't squeeze it too long if you're not used to it, because you could strain yourself.
And be careful you don't fall in that hole back there.
Yeah.
and you want to take your time with this.
Right.
You got to take your time, but you don't want to squeeze it for too long, or you could, you know, pull a muscle, so to speak. But squeeze.
Wait a minute. Isn't this the guy that that comes too easy?
No, he takes too long.
Takes too long.
He's only 20. We have to be nice to him.
So you want to squeeze, even before you start masturbating. You want to just lie there. You don't have to touch yourself. In fact, if you don't have a hard on and you're wearing very loose pants, unless you have a big elephant schlong, no one can tell you're doing
it. And what woman's going to say you're taking too long?
Right. Anyway, but you have to do this exercise you're not having sex. When you're just, it's like a yoga. It's like a form of exercise. A zen thing, but it also has a physical effect in that you squeeze and release and you build up strength in that muscle so that you can pump it like a pump, like a real pump. Are you trying to turn somebody on?
No. I'm sorry.
He's squeezing the muscle.
I'm squeezing my muscles.
It's squeezing release.
It sounds like you're straining it.
Yeah, and also I got to get my heart medicine.
He wasn't releasing.
All right.
Okay.
Squeeze. Okay, Dalton. I want you to squeeze. It's like a musical instrument. Squeeze, like press, and release.
I'll
and
do it with you because I don't know how to do
that. Oh, yeah, do that. Oh, you're going to do this
okay,
with us?
Okay, do it with us.
I don't know how to do
everyone,
it.
Everyone now. Yeah. Okay, everyone in the studio and out. I want you to squeeze and release.
I think I have the fart.
And squeeze. It might happen. Let it happen. Squeeze.
Some gas is coming.
And
out.
Release. And squeeze. Two, three. And release. Two, three, four. You always have to release for a
uno, dos, tres.
You want to breathe in while you squeeze and breathe out as you release.
And you can do this in public. Nobody knows what you're doing.
Unless you have a big, really big, big cock and tight pants. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. But for a woman can do it in public and no one would know. Unless she has a really big clit and very, very tight camel toe.
She has a big clit.
She's a woman.
Yeah. If you squeeze and release with camel toe.
That's a nice visual. Yeah.
Anyways,
but such a vulgar chair.
This is your exercise.
Yeah, this is it.
This is going to help you to be able to control your orgasm, your ejaculation.
Especially when you're on stage and in public.
And by the way, we're not asking you to orgasm in public.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. When you come visit the speakeasy, you can do that.
You can do that. Okay, so.
So you're going to do this? This is your homework? It doesn't matter. I'm very you orgasm in public?
You know what I mean?
What, honey?
I'm a very open person. It's not like
you're
it's
open. Spread your legs, baby.
You're on the radio.
Put your hands up and spread your legs.
How much more open can
we're
you
not
be?
Talking right. about the openness. We're talking about speed here. You want to do it quicker,
speed.
Right?
Speed.
See, I just don't get that.
Because you're a sensitive guy. You're a poet.
Right. You're very sensitive.
And you're so sensitive that you take a long time.
Time. That's
and
right.
yet, this is the 21st century. And you got to get things done so you can get back to twittering.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you have
fast
to have
food.
Fast sex.
And remember that God took 7 days to build this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Those were God days. It's like dog years of God days.
I love that guy.
God days.
And by the way, you can come to Porn Dogs. And
we're
having a party next week. It's called.
It's called
porn
and hot dogs.
And hot dogs. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna have porn stars here. We're gonna have at least 3-4 porn stars.
Real ones.
And Milena. Yeah.
Right.
I hope. Yeah. I think. Hopefully. I heard you were coming.
Yeah. Yes, I'm coming.
And so we're having divas as well.
Right.
But we didn't think it sounded good to say divas and hot dogs. So we said
we're gonna,
porn stars and hot dogs.
Isn't it great that porn has become so mainstream?
Yeah, and that it goes with hot dogs.
It's the best industry.
Of course, it's always kind of gone with hot dogs.
It's making money. Everybody else is failing.
Salami and sausage.
It should expand more and more if you really think about it. Because you know what?
I'm talking about porn stars.
Oh, here's a woman.
More and more. You're
a woman
right.
just came in that I mistook for a porn star like a couple weeks ago. No,
hi,
I mean
Cindy.
A month ago.
I am so embarrassed.
Her name's Cindy. I came right up to her and I thought I had a guest on that looked like her from behind, Natasha Skinsky, who will, by the way, be here on the 4th
on
of
the
July,
4th of July
at our porn and hot dogs barbecue. And we're going to not going to barbecue the porn stars, though. Much to the cannibals' disappointment.
Oh. But you will pornify the hot dogs.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
We're going to suck those
Just
hot dogs. Oh, yeah. But anyway, I came running up to Cindy from behind. I put my arms around her and says, hi, Natasha. And then I turned around and I said, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a porn star.
And even more embarrassing, when she first came in, I came up and looked at her breasts and I said, hi, Natasha.
Really?
Yeah. And then
at least I only thought it was from behind. You thought
you
it from
came
the
in
breasts.
A few minutes later.
She has the body of a porn
she
star.
Does. Yeah. She does. She does. She does. But she's not a porn star.
We're going to let you go now.
We're going to let you guess her occupation later.
Okay.
I have a body of a porn star in my closet.
Anyway,
we're going to let you go.
You're invited to the 4th of July barbecue.
You are one lucky little boy.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to let you go. Come quick.
Thank you so much for singing. Yeah. Don't come yet and don't go
Don't
away.
Hesitate.
Come quick and perspire.
Yes. All right.
We'll talk to you later.
I got a MySpace if you guys want to look.
You have a MySpace page.
You
Doesn't
do.
Everyone.
So
okay.
do I.
Let him do a little promotion because he sang Beat It, you know, in such an interesting
way,
really.
Way.
It was
a new
interpretation. Michael Jackson lives
in
a different way.
Good. Yeah, better. Okay. He lives in all of us.
He lives as a woman.
It's a woman.
I always
in Chador.
Okay.
Why look that pretty?
Okay. What's your MySpace page?
On my space page, if you look it under, you can look it under Rockman. They call me the Rockman because in high school I play guitar.
You don't have to explain it. Just spell it.
Roth?
Spell it.
No, Rockman.
R-O-C-K-M-A-N.
Rockman. Now that's sexual.
Rockman.
Hard as a rock, man.
Hard as a rock. My email address, which is dolphinduty@hotmail.com.
You're going to get a bunch of You're going to get a bunch of emails now.
Open duty? What is a toilet or something?
Rockman. We'll stick with Rockman.
Okay, we got to go.
Okay.
Got a few minutes.
Rockman.
Thanks so much, guys.
We love you. Call us back. Let us know how the PC muscle exercise works, okay? Okay, keep squeeze and release. And squeeze.
And
everyone
release.
Now. And squeeze and release.
And squeeze and release.
Thank you, class. Yeah. Y'all got to have quicker orgasms now. That goes for men and for women. No, you got to do the squeeze and release when you're, you know, taking a long time.
We got 4 minutes.
Okay. Oh, my goddess. So we don't really have time to talk to anyone. We are out of time. God.
Time to sell soap.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Tom. Hi. Welcome to Radio Suzy One. And and so, I mean, I do have this Orpheus Black on line four. I'm just going to say hi to him.
Orpheus Black?
Yeah, just going to say a hi to him and tell him to watch Black Orpheus.
Does he even have any normal names, like John?
No, it's his birthday, so I'm going to wish him a happy birthday.
Black Elvis.
Okay, we have one other guest. We've got just a few minutes.
Right, Orpheus Black. Just
one line,
2 minutes.
What line?
Yeah.
What line? Four.
Line four.
All right, watch out. Here we go.
Here we go. Beat it, beat
Hello?
It.
Hello?
No one wants
You're
to
on the
be
air.
Defeated.
Am I on the am
Showing
on the
how funny
you are on the air.
Your fight.
You are flying
it
high, baby.
It doesn't matter who's wrong or right.
Just beat it.
No, in this, into it just then.
In this case, whip it. Whip it good.
Exactly.
Okay, Orpheus Black. Orpheus Black, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Orpheus Black. Happy birthday.
Okay, to you.
Have you seen Black Orpheus?
Yes, I have.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, which version?
I don't know, the one from Brazil. The original from Brazil with Black Orpheus at Rio de Janeiro, you know, Carnival, and the whole myth of Orpheus. It's so romantic and tragic,
you know,
and Eurydice.
It's funny, I actually got the name because I used to do spoken word back in the day. And I just
spoken
kept
word.
The name and just carried over.
And now you're like a dom.
He's unspoken. Yeah.
That's me.
You're a dom.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see a picture of a woman who's like all like...
Okay, we're down to 3 minutes.
She's in a gag. Listen, Black Orpheus, we are down to the wire here.
But you got to come in and you got to bring your beautiful whips.
Come in with your beautiful whips and your beautiful women.
Women and your salamis and stuff.
We want you back. And beat it. No.
You know what? I'm gonna have a wonderful time over at the lair tonight, but you guys let me know when you guys want me to come down. I'll be more than happy.
Bring a beautiful woman to our 4th of July porn and hot dog party.
Bring some of those whips.
A beautiful woman.
They're beautiful.
Two beautiful
made.
Women, probably.
Three.
Okay.
And
four hot dogs.
All righty. You have a happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Get
happy birthday
for a change
to you.
Instead of doing the spank.
Happy hot dogs for you.
All right. Black Orpheus and
thank you so much.
Orpheus Black.
By the way, your whips are beautiful. Okay, I want to sell them on the site.
Oh.
We'll talk to you soon. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. So, and happy Michael Jackson's death. I don't know. I mean, it's not happy.
No, absolutely.
It's like, but it's like a holiday.
Celebration.
I don't know. It's a celebration of his
celebration.
Music. We think he's alive and just, you know, in Dubai with a burqa.
He's
right.
Alive in Dubai.
Alive in Dubai.
Alive in Dubai.
He's getting operations. He's become a woman.
Okay.
And he's escaped.
That's
anyway, that's our hope.
We're going
our
1 minute.
He's that's making great. Lots of bucks.
Yeah.
You know.
I got it.
Either that or he's in heaven with angels.
That's the TV show.
Yeah.
Cherubs.
cherubs, exactly. The little ones.
The little boys.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait. And speaking of TV shows, you will be able to watch us nationally very shortly.
Very shortly.
Very shortly on a national television show.
So we'll
show.
Have to shave. Then.
Yeah, we have to shave. We have to wear clean underwear.
Exactly.
Get the right kind of shoes and stuff.
I have clean underwear.
Do you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Beat it.
Okay.
Beat it.
And
I can't believe you did that.
No one wants to be defeated. This is Lust at Veritas on Lux at Veritas, which is the Yale saying, light and truth, which is what we try to bring you here at Radio Suzy 1, where we want you to be good, we want you to be happy, try not to hurt anyone, including yourself, make like the bonobos, not the baboons, make love, not war, make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you.
Aww.
I love you.
I
beat
love
it
you.
Now, beat it, beat it.
Someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else. You can talk to us.
Okay, picture everybody get back here before we all dissolve into the bar.
My day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires.
Oh, look at that dress over there.
For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.